views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly Hit Call-In show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy to be here today. Benny, thank you so much for piloting this ship, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. I've been waiting for today's show for quite some time, as it gives me the opportunity to express my gratitude to my guest today, who has always been so generous to me in terms of having me on his show. I'm talking about music intuitive Ken Kessler, who I will be bringing on in just a moment. In addition to doing readings in the second part of the show, Ken will be talking about pendulums, what they are, and how they can be used to help access intuition. I really don't know anything about pendulums. However, I do remember so clearly about 20 plus years ago during grad school, having someone show me this stone on a string. Almost by magic, the stone spun one way and then the other, which, as the person said, was being directed solely by the power of their mind. It blew me away as I saw it in action. And frankly, I do not use pendulums myself, as I just don't know enough about them. So I hope to get some answers today. As I mentioned, we'll be doing readings in the second half of the show. I will be doing a three-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. After that, I will pass the baton over to my wonderful guest, Ken, for his reading of the caller situation as well. So today you are getting two readings for the price of none. Awesome. I love doing readings with practitioners of all different styles and philosophies, as I believe there is more than one way of accessing guidance, and only you know what is ultimately best for you. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. As always, to ensure that readings are not redundant, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had one from me already. Now, for those who are new to the show, I just want to say welcome, share a bit about who I am. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to embrace joy by utilizing universal energy efficiently. It's my belief that we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked, almost as if we're working twice as hard but only getting half as far. This leads to frustration, stress, and still little movement forward. My role is not to define your path, but rather help you use energy effectively so that you're moving that energy to your back and now working half as hard but getting twice as far. As a result, there's movement of energy and joy can be embraced, all from a position of great strength. If you're interested in scheduling a session, you can do so directly on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com. That's elitetarot.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I always like to introduce the show's topic by briefly talking about an appropriate tarot card. Today, I thought I would talk about the frustrating Two of Pentacles. When this card comes up in a reading, I often will interpret it as a person who has just overthought a situation. In this card, you see almost a comical figure juggling two pentacles in the air. He's juggled the pentacles back and forth so many times that the infinity sign wraps around the pentacles almost like a rubber band. Behind this display, you see boats moving up and down on the waters. So often, we get caught up in the exhausting mental debate, do I or don't I, so much to the point where we frankly have just overthought it and invested too much emotionally into both outcomes. As a result, a decision is so hard to come by and all along that you are mentally debating, you're missing the ups and downs, twists and turns of your joyous adventure. It is here where extra tools can be super helpful, such as a pendulum, to help give some added perspective. Not necessarily perspective from external advice, as you probably are deluged with that already. Rather, extra perspective from the intuition as to the best course of action ahead. Know that, however, when you've gotten to this stage, no decision will feel good right away because so much was invested. Do I want pizza or salad? Pizza or salad? Pizza or salad? What is the right decision? What is the wrong decision? Now you've twisted the debate in your mind, and no matter what you choose, you will feel that you've denied yourself a potentially better outcome. This is why this can be a frustrating card. It happens to all of us from time to time. Just make the decision from your intuition and give yourself time for the head to catch up in order to determine if you made a good decision or not. Let me now bring on my guest as he can shed some light on using a pendulum for accessing guidance and insight. Ken Kessler is a music intuitive and host of Psychic Tapestry on Blog Talk Radio, which I had the great honor of being a guest on last Saturday. He has studied with John Edward, Danielle Garcia, and Doreen Virtue, among others. He was actually a skeptic when he began his radio show. After studying tarot, Ken created his own deck made up of singers, bands, and songs. Ken's readings include a mix of cards and music with music selected by your guides and angels. So, Ken, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much, Eve. It's a pleasure to be here. So excited.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited you are here, and I have so many questions for you. However, before we get started, I just want to thank you for your generosity, because when I was trying to decide about doing radio and readings on air, you graciously had me on your show, and you've always been so awesome about everything. I truly appreciate that. I truly appreciate you, and I thank you very much.
You are very welcome. It has been a pleasure having you on the show, and I know that that you've been able to help a lot of people. People have different kinds of problems and different kinds of questions, and it's always great to hear a friendly voice on the air. And I know that you've been able to help many, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, mutual admiration society here. So
yes.
Let's get to you here, because before we get to this first break, how did you get from being a skeptic to running a metaphysical show?
Well, I've always been interested in metaphysical topics, but I didn't want to be tricked. I didn't want to be scammed. Anytime you see a psychic in the news, it's never anything good. It's somebody who was scamming clients out of money. One of the big scams is always the, yes, you have a curse on you, and it will take this many dollars to get it removed, and that kind of thing. So I didn't want to be tricked. So I was very skeptical about it. My wife, Lisa Kessler, is a novelist, and she was doing research for a book, and one of her characters was a psychic. So she found a local psychic in San Diego and interviewed her, and then and it went great, and she learned all kinds of things, and the psychic invited us to come to a spirit gallery. And I thought, okay, well, this is very interesting. I want to see what happens here. And for those who have not been to a spirit gallery, and they call it different things, but basically the psychic medium is in front. Everybody else is seated in chairs around. And the medium gives you messages from spirit, from dead people, from your family and friends. And we were told to think about who we would want to hear from. And I thought about it, and all of my relatives who have passed away were so much older and geographically difficult, distant, so that I didn't know them very well. And I didn't, so there was no, I didn't have any unfinished business. I couldn't think of anything in particular that I really wanted to know. And finally, I told my wife as we were heading there, it would just be nice if somebody came through and said that they loved me and they didn't think that I was a screw up. It seemed like not much to ask. Mm-hmm. So I went in with very low expectations, and there were maybe a dozen of us seated in there. And right away, I'm looking at that, and I know that we were invited to attend so that she wasn't charging us. And just looking at this group, I thought, well, this is somebody who is not doing this as a scam, because there's no way she's making enough money from this for this to be worthwhile, to be tricking these other 10 people. So so I sat there and I listened as she gave this person a message and that person a message. And then finally she said someone was coming through and they were very difficult to understand. They had a very thick accent. She wasn't even sure what the accent was. She said it sounds kind of like old country Yiddish sort of accent, and immediately one of my uncles popped into my head, who had such an accent. And she said she can't understand his name. She and she made a guess at what she thought it was, and my uncle's name was very close. And and my wife sort of nudged me, so I raised my hand and said, that sounds like my uncle. And she said, he's just saying he's so proud of you, and look at all that you're doing, and that he sends lots of love. And that felt really good. And shortly afterwards, I started to get a little dismissive of it. Well, it was a really generic message. I'm proud of you. I love you. That didn't really prove anything. And my wife said, but that's exactly what you asked for.
Wow. And yeah. And a believer was born.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I love that story. You know, we have so much more to talk about. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk more with my guest, music intuitive Ken Kessler, and we'll be doing readings later on in the show. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Just take those old.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend In Silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature, or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Welcome back to Main Street Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, music intuitive Ken Kessler. We will be doing readings shortly, so if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So Ken, I've got more questions for you, but before that, could you just share with our listeners how they can learn more about you, website, readings, all of that stuff?
The easiest way is to go to our website, which is psychictapestry.com. There are connections there to all our social media. If you're a Facebook fan or Twitter or Pinterest, whatever, you can connect with us there. But you can find out more about me. You can read blogs. I do a daily reading there. All kinds of fun stuff. And you can also catch when the next Psychic Tapestry shows are coming up, if you would like to join us there.
Fantastic. Now, before we get to a lot about Psychic Tapestry and before we get to pendulums, what's a music intuitive?
You know, I'm not sure that there has been one before, and that isn't to say that I've created something new. I think I'm the one who put a name on it. But we've all been there when a song pops in your head, when maybe something you have and something that you haven't heard in a while, not the latest pop hit that you can't get out of your head, but just something pops in your head. You haven't heard the song for a while. It instantly evokes the image of a friend, a family member, someone else, or a memory, and you have no idea why it came. Those are messages. One of the things that I have learned is that angels and spirit love music and love to give us messages through music. And sometimes that's just how it works. I was trying to, as I started on my path, was trying to learn lots of different things to explain some of the things, the intuitive feelings and thoughts that I was getting. And I couldn't quite find anything that exactly addressed it, but I had noticed that there are all kinds of different intuitives, medical intuitives, and on and on and on. And I thought, you know, I'm getting messages in songs. It's like I'm reading songs like someone would read tarot cards. So I put music on front of it, and it just seems to click. music is and has always been a big part of my life, and it just kind of makes sense that that's how I get the messages.
Well, I love that you do that, because music is such a medium where you just instantly can feel yourself drawn back to people, places, things. So I'm so glad you did that. Now, I want to talk about Psychic Tapestry, but before that, you are here. I really want to talk about pendulums, because this show is all about tools people can use within their power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. So I love it when there are tools and guides out there, but this is one that is very misunderstood. And so I'm wondering if you could just give an overview of what is a pendulum.
Usually a pendulum is simply a rock on a string, a crystal. It can be a nice expensive crystal, it can be a cheap rock, and it's on a string, a chain, something like that, something where it dangles down. And it doesn't have to be an official pendulum. You can use almost anything that meets that sort of criteria of something that's weighted and dangles at the end of some kind of a string or chain or whatever. I've used car keys, I've used Christmas ornaments. You can use just about anything. And the purpose of a pendulum is kind of open to interpretation. It depends who you ask. There are some people who use them like a magic eight ball. And there are some, historically, they've been used to determine the sex of an unborn baby. I use them as a way to communicate with angels and spirit. And I think, you know, and it is a tool. And I feel like it's kind of a gateway tool, because if you're looking for if you're trying to start your path or go farther on your path, your spiritual path into different metaphysical topics, pendulums are something that you can get a result that you can see. You can see, you know, you ask the pendulum to give you a yes or a no, and for me, yes goes side to side, and no is back and forth, and that's not always the same for anyone either. But you can see that, and when you see someone else doing it, if you've never held one, you may wonder if they're making it do that, if they've learned some sort of trick where their hand doesn't move or doesn't move much. But when you hold one yourself and you feel it move, and you know you're not doing it, that sort of it bolsters your confidence, it bolsters your faith, it bolsters your belief, and it helps move you along the path. And that's one of the things that I just love about them.
Well, so it's not divination. Are we messing with free will when we use a pendulum?
I don't think so. I mostly you don't need pendulums to communicate for spiritual or angelic communication, but it's a great way to start. And I have found, no matter how much I have asked for answers to certain things, if it's something I have to figure out, nobody else is going to tell me the answer. I have to still figure it out. And for me, when they're not going to give me an answer, it just continues to sort of spin in a circle. And I know that, okay, that's something that I have to figure out. They're not going to give me the winning Powerball numbers. You know, it's something I'm going to have to either figure out or save the $2 and not buy a ticket.
Much as the pity. So,
yeah.
How do you actually work it? I mean, do you just hold it and do you think?
Well, for me, and I always like to preface it by saying for me, because this is just, I don't feel, like you were saying, there's not just one correct way for anything in the under the metaphysical umbrella. And I don't think there's one, and I certainly don't think there's one way for pendulums. For me, I will just hold the end of the string and let the stone, crystal, whatever it is, dangle down. And when it's, and just sort of wait. And if it, when it starts to spin, I know that someone is there. it's like a ringing telephone. And then if it's a new pendulum, first I'll clear it. And then when I see that there's someone there, I will ask, I'll get into some 20 questions to figure out if it's somebody I've talked to before, if it's somebody new, and just kind of go from there. And they're not for everyone. I know someone, somebody close to me who wanted to use one, and we went to lots of different rock shops, gem stores, metaphysical bookstores, and she tried many of them and would hold the pendulum, and it would just hang there, and it wouldn't move at all. And it just took some, and she finally found one, but, I mean, dozens of tries with different ones. So it just really, it kind of just depends on you, and you have to find the one that wants to work with you.
So it's not user error. It's just feeling comfortable with it and using it how you wish to use it, in the sense of really you use it as that added guidance, but also to connect. I imagine people can use it as well for meditation or just trying to, you know, as we all are kind of going down our own paths and our own twists and turns of our path, any additional place that we can with our own strength access guidance and clarity and insight, all the better. And I got to ask you this question before we go to break. Okay. How many pendulums do you own?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but it is over 50.
Do you have some that you use for certain occasions, others for not?
Every pendulum that I have is dedicated to a particular spirit or angel, except for one. I have one that I use as sort of an all-purpose toll-free line that anyone can communicate. But all the rest of them, and the way it started for me, and this is a good warning to anybody, because it can become addictive. But the way it started for me, everybody got a pendulum.
Well, actually, hold that thought. I want to hear how it started, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be doing readings. So if you're interested in a tarot card reading and a psychic reading with Ken, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book a reading over phone or Skype worldwide or for an event nationwide, you can go to my website at www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I'm here today with my awesome guest, music intuitive Ken Kessler, and we're going to be beginning readings in just a moment. If you're interested in a reading, you can give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I'm going to be doing a three-card reading, and then I'm going to pass it over to Ken. Ken, before we get to readings, I just wanted to kind of touch base with you, and you can share a little bit about how you read, as well as anything coming up for you in terms of readings.
Okay. Well, as I was starting on my path, I was trying to learn tarot, and I was, like you do in school when you're trying to learn a thing, you sort of connect some kind of music to it to help you learn things. And as I was doing this, I was doing that with songs, and it just felt right to me to make my own deck and make them songs instead of a lot of the things that are in traditional decks. I was learning in it, like the Four of Cups. As I was learning that, it was, bored by what you have, maybe the grass is greener on the other side, that kind of thing. And what popped into my head was the Beach Boys song, Wouldn't It Be Nice? So that was how I made that association. So that sort of led me to just make my own deck and have a song for each one, and it's sort of the same as a traditional 78-card tarot deck, but they are all singers and bands and songs, and it's what I intuitively felt went with that. And one of the things that I love about music is it's so personal that I could pull the Four of Cups from my deck and tell you it's the Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice, and tell you what I think it means for you. And that could just trigger something in you that you associate with the song Wouldn't It Be Nice or with the Beach Boys, and it may not be the same as what I'm saying, but somehow, sometimes that's just how it works. So that's still valid, and I find that that's true in just about any kind of reading you get with anybody. If you have, if you get an intuitive nudge when you're getting a reading and it's not the same thing as what the reader says, it's still valid. You should always bring it up. But I think it still counts. It still matters. So,
and you'll be using that deck today?
Yes. I've got that deck right here, shuffled and ready to go. My deck is actually 80 cards. There's two blank ones in there because sometimes you already know. You already know the answer you're looking for. Maybe you don't know that you know, but you already do, and you might be looking for confirmation or validation, but that's what those two blank cards are.
I love love, love that you made your own deck. I think that's fantastic. And well, let's just get to then the first caller. Just so listeners know, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. I'll be using pulling cards with my left hand, which is my non-dominant hand, the hand that accesses the unconscious. And just before we start, I always like to start with a small disclaimer, just that we are not doctors, lawyers, therapists, or realtors. And a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So let's take our first call, David. David, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, Eve. Hi, Ken.
Hi, welcome. David. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading from us?
Well, I had gotten a reading about a month ago, and you nailed it when you said Jack of Wands, because everything had been spinning too fast, and and I'd had some difficult times, and so everything I was seeing, intuitively, I was thinking of kind of imbalanced and really urgent.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think of that in terms of finding a balance, and I thought I should meditate more, which I've been slowly getting to. So anyway, so a reading kind of going from there.
You got it. Well, while you were talking, I was shuffling the cards and pulling cards, and then I'll switch it over to Ken to get his take. But what I pulled first is the Two of Wands. And in this card, you know, this is a card of great strength. And again, we've got those wands, all about creativity and feeling inspired. However, this is a card about the fact it's kind of a blessing a bit, but it's a little bit of a frustrating card because there's a desire to push forward. However, there's a feeling that you're not actually tangibly, physically able to launch some of your ideas. That's the frustrating part. However, it's also a bit of a phew, because it just means that it's not, even though there's the feeling for launching forward, there's some missing pieces that need to be kind of put into place first. And that missing piece that I saw here is what is the challenge block card, which was the Five of Pentacles. And this is about feeling disconnected from a community, from people, support networks, people who can help launch those things forward. And it's also a place of where you're kind of accessing things more from the analytical side that you have, right, instead of all that fantastic creative side. So while I know that it's kind of frustrating, this is kind of a thing where later on you say, oh, thank goodness I didn't launch forward because I was able to do ABC first. And I'm just going to quickly go to the advice card before turning over to Ken. And the advice is ginormous. It is the Judgment card, because the Judgment card is all about literally hearing the proverbial call from above and within to be authentically clear to yourself and honor and love that self with unconditional self-acceptance, letting that inner child be the guide. I think that when that all package comes together, that almost block from being able to launch forward gets taken out, and you're watch out world, because here David comes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does. That especially the last one makes everything so.
Excellent. Well, Ken, what do you have for David? I'm so glad.
Hi, David. I've got two for you. I've got a card, and I forgot to mention, I also have what I call my psychic jukebox, which is loaded up with 20,000 songs, and I started randomly playing before the show and asked my angels and guides to give me the song that is for you. And when we picked up your call, the song that was playing was called Locked Out by Crowded House. Are you familiar with that song? And it's okay if you're not.
I think so.
Okay. It started starts, I've been locked out, I've been locked in, but I always seem to come back again. And this is about having faith and knowing that you're down, you're going to be up again. Not to let anything get you, make you stop. And the card that I pulled is the Ace of Cups. And in my deck, this is Roy Orbison, You Got It. And that was a hit, 30 years ago, I think. But it was anything you want, you got it. And what this is, it's a powerful manifestation card. And I feel like for you, it's that you have to take some time for you and really think about what it is you want, because I kind of feel like you're in a lot of different directions. Mm-hmm. Does that sound right?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you just need to, you know, and it's easy for me to say because I'm going in a million different directions at the same time, all the time, too. But you take some time and you think about what's important and what it is you really want. Try to prioritize it so you don't miss anything, but that you know what it is at the top of your list, what it is you're really striving to do. And once you sort of have that idea and you feel like you can work towards that, you got it. But you just have to be able to figure it out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. And David, let us know how things turn out.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Steve.
Oh, I'm so glad we were able to do a reading for you. I hope this has been helpful. Excellent. And we are, you know, Ken, people are calling in, so I think I'm just going to skip over this next break, and we're going to get to the next caller. However, before we do, do you have any, do you do readings and for people to contact you, and are you offering any sort of special situations right now?
Why, yes, Eve. As a matter of fact, I am. If you go to my website, psychictapestry.com, there's a get a reading button there. But if you look at the top thing, which is my psychic jukebox, that's where my blogs are. And there's a special deal, 11/11. It's $11.11 for a reading for the rest of this month. And they usually last about 20 minutes. And you get you got a taste of what it would be like just now. I pull five cards and play six songs, so you get an 11-song playlist when you're done. And it's okay if you don't know the songs, or even if you don't like them. I just I give you those as a suggestion that that's something you can take with you and listen to when you have time, because I think that you're going to find something in those songs, whether it's an answer, whether it's comfort, nostalgia, support, whatever it is, you're going to find it in those songs. So you'll have that when you're through with the reading.
I love how unique your readings are. And so I hope people will take you up on those offers, because I think it's truly wonderful. Well, let's get to the next call. Jenny, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. You are on with Ken. How are you?
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
It's good to have you.
Thank you. I don't usually am listening to the radio at this time of day, so I'm thrilled.
It's fate.
So I've raised six children. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on or general reading?
Well, I was thinking first a general reading, but really my concern is I'm 59, I've raised six kids, and one with special needs. And a year ago, I was manifest with three very serious health issues. And at the time, I'm also sort of looking for where to direct my life now. And I've always been I'm a licensed massage therapist. I've always been in the healing arts and energy work. And it's like, all of a sudden, I'm like, I can't figure out what to do about my pretty serious health issues that all hit at the same time.
Well,
I'm not sure if that would be a general reading.
Okay. Well, first of all, we are thinking about you. And while you were talking, I was pulling three cards. The first card that came up is the Ace of Cups, which is really about kind of the universe bringing you peace and love, as well as just some guidance, but it's not coming from within. In this card, a cup is being presented from the universe. And so often, particularly when we do have those health concerns, and as I always say, with actual health situations, I'm pointing my finger up to the sky and saying, well, that's above my pay grade, but we can definitely talk about what is in your power right now, kind of tangential to that. And so often when we are kind of faced with challenges, we tend to then kind of turn inward, but not in a way that is working with universal energy. And so this is a card about allowing yourself to open a new door, perhaps separate from all of the health concerns, perhaps in conjunction with that, but allow the universe to provide those breadcrumbs for you to do and not have to kind of forcing an answer to come to the surface, because it's not necessarily from within. And something challenging or blocking is the Seven of Pentacles, because so again, it's almost as if all your attention, and it's totally understandable, is going towards the trauma and everything that's been taking place. And while that's completely understandable, it's to allow other opportunities or other kind of shifts to take place that aren't focused within, but it kind of is giving you that permission to take a pause, heal what needs to be healed from the inside, while I'm sure everyone is working on all the other situations, but to allow that opportunity again externally to come forward, and not let the universe do its job, rather. In terms of advice, it's the last card of the tarot, which is the World card. And it's really about kind of embracing all the joys, the traumas, everything that's taken place, and know that you're not necessarily taking it with you as you're opening a new chapter, but you're incorporating it into everything that's been going on, but that you're not done and that there are adventure and joys awaiting, but it is a matter of kind of shifting that brain away from overthinking it or trying to force an answer from within. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you. That helps me.
I'm so glad. Ken, what do you have for Jenny?
Hi, Jenny. I want to start by saying that it's okay if you don't know or like the songs that I mentioned. What I find is that messages come in based on what's in the reader's head. They use that as frames of reference. And I say that because the song that was playing when we picked up your call is a song by the group Rush, and there aren't a lot of women who like the band Rush. So I wanted to say that first. The song is called Anthem, and there are two parts of it that I think are for you. It starts saying, "Know your place in life is where you want to be," and the other part of it is, I know they've always told you selfishness was wrong, yet it was for me, not you. And I think what that means for you is that we so often society tells us that doing something for ourselves is selfish and wrong, that everyone else has to come first. And that's nice to think, but you can't be of help to anybody else if you don't take care of yourself. So it's not selfish. If you need to do something for you, that's okay. That's good, and you should do something for you. You should do that often. That doesn't mean to the exclusion of all else, but you should make time for you, and taking care of yourself is important. And it shouldn't come and you shouldn't feel like that's at the expense of being able to help anybody else. Does that make sense?
Absolutely resonates with me.
Okay, terrific.
Yes. Having raised six children, that's all I've done.
Yeah.
Thank
Oh my gosh. Jenny, please keep, you know, we are both thinking of you and sending out warm healing thoughts your way. Please let us know how everything is going.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to listen to that song.
Wonderful.
I hope you like it.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for calling. Well, we have got just one more caller, and we're coming up on the end of the show, so we're going to go, I'm only going to be doing a one-card reading. So, Renee, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I just have a question about, for the last 30 years, I've had just extreme fatigue, and I have a trip coming up to go to someone's good friend's wedding, and I'm really concerned about the fatigue I'm experiencing and being able to make the trip and, you know, be social and all of that. And I am considering hormone replacement, and I know there's some risk to that. So I'm just a little concerned about these things.
Absolutely. Well, you know, again, we are not doctors. And so, you know,
I am seeing doctors too. So.
But, you know, the card for me, the card that came up is actually, it's a scary looking card, but there's really nothing scary about it. And it's the devil. But this is not actually a bad card in any way, but it is about compromise. And it's really about recognizing the compromises that you take or decide not to take. You always have power. And so if you decide to make some compromises in your life to get some of the other benefits, there's nothing wrong with that. But just recognize it as a compromise, but also know that ultimately you are in the driver's seat. And so you can, and not to necessarily feel the need to rely so heavily on what other people are telling you, but rather you want to get everybody's advice, but ultimately always remember that you are the one in control no matter what you decide to do. Unfortunately, we're coming up on the end of the hour, so I want to just quickly get to Ken and for his take on this.
Okay. The song that was playing when we picked up your call is Van Halen, Can't Get This Stuff No More. Do you know that song?
No, but I like him, so I'll look it up. I'm sure I've heard it.
Okay. The part of it, and let me warn you, there's some bad words in it, just in case that matters to you. But the part of it that I feel is for you is, how many times does somebody lie till patience runs her course? Keep that in mind when we say goodbye, because you can't get this stuff no more. That's the thing about self-improvement. Don't get me wrong. I plan on getting some soon. So this, I think that this is, if you want to do something for self-improvement, you have to take with a grain of salt anything anybody else says, whether saying to do it or not to do it, because everybody has their own agenda. And you have to figure out what's right for you, because somebody is going to tell you, yeah, go ahead and do it, and they would never do it in a million years, or they're going to tell you not to do it while they're on their way to go do it. So you just have to kind of keep that in mind, and you have to feel in your heart what's right for you. Does that make sense?
Great advice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad. Renee, thank you so much for calling. Ken, I can't believe this hour has kind of gone by so fast.
Yeah, it
was
pretty quick.
Will you come back to a future show?
Absolutely. Be happy to.
Well, wonderful. And if you're trying to see more about Ken, you can go to psychictapestry.com for information about his show, Psychic Tapestry, when it airs, the guests, and all of those things, as well as his 1111 special for readings, because he has such a unique style. And I really have appreciated having you on today, talking a little bit about pendulums and becoming growing from skeptic to believer. And so thank you so much for being on the show.
You are very welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Oh, well, I want to thank, my pleasure as well. Thank you. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to our Pendulum Show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you to one and all for tuning in. It is such a blessing to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show when I will be doing readings all hour with a three-card reading. So please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.